SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump says support among the Latino community has been growing steadily since he first won back in 2016.
And they produce for the country because the level of genius, entrepreneurship, energy that they have, it's an incredible community. And I like them and they liked me. And now they're seeing numbers that are shocking.
Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on an update to the death count in one North Carolina county due to Helene.
Buncombe County officials, who previously reported 72 dead, are now deferring to the state's tally of 42 deaths. In dropping the death toll, one official cited factors ranging from updated causes of death to communication challenges after the storm that knocked out cell service and electricity in multiple mountain counties. I'm Shelley Adler.
The president of the Swedish carmaker Volvo, Jim Rowan, says the company drastically is now cutting its sales growth forecast for the year.
Volvo were the latest firm after the likes of Germany's VW to warn that the transition to electric vehicles was proving rather bumpy financially, with jobs at risk as demand for electric cars has continued to stall.
That is BBC's Will Bain reporting. Slow going on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down close to 300 points, and the NASDAQ is off by about 45. It's been a disappointing start to pumpkin spice latte season for Starbucks.
The Seattle coffee giant reports weaker than expected sales in its fiscal fourth quarter, which ended on September 29th. It also said it would suspend financial guidance for its 2025 fiscal year to give its new chairman and CEO time to assess the business. Starbucks said its fourth quarter revenue fell 3% as it saw weaker customer traffic in the U.S., China, and elsewhere.
In that report from correspondent Jeremy House, this is SRN News. So, how many genders are there?
According to the Government of Scotland, the answer is 24. The ruling Scottish National Party has just released new guidelines for public organizations in the country that maintains there are 24 separate gender identities, including pangender and autigender. A lot of Scots are mocking the guidelines, and Tory Party spokesman Tess White says, quote, "Wasting time and resources on this shows how disconnected the SNP government are from the real world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the biggest Jewish population of any of the swing states, and any shift could have enormous implications in the upcoming presidential election. Now polls are indicating that many Jews who've always voted Democrat are planning to cast their ballots for Donald Trump next month. His friendliness toward Israel during his first term is the primary reason, and many Jews say rising acts of anti-Semitism in the U.S. are raising new concerns about Democrat leadership. This is SRN News. An ex-prosecutor says Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis laid the groundwork for prosecuting Donald Trump even before she took office back in 2021. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan Monday released a transcript of closed-door testimony from Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor hired by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to help manage her office's Donald Trump election interference case before coming under scrutiny for his romantic and financial relationship with Willis. Wade testified that Willis was planning to prosecute Donald Trump and began discussing a search committee to find a special prosecutor to investigate the former president prior to assuming office in January 2021. Wade served on that search committee, which was instated on day one of Willis's term on January 2021. After an unsuccessful search, Wade was ultimately invited to assume the role himself, which he claimed he reluctantly accepted. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.